The fighting began early in the morning, with anti-terror coalition militias firing the first volley. The coalition offensive was apparently aimed at trying to regain control of some neighborhoods lost to Islamic Courts militias earlier this month in the north of the city. Despite having heavier guns, coalition militias were unable to dislodge the Islamic militias. After several hours of fighting, coalition fighters found themselves on the defensive, retreating into central Mogadishu. An intense battle soon began raging around Sahafi Hotel, which had been the headquarters for the anti-terror group since it was formed in February. Bullets ricocheted off walls and mortar shells exploded in the streets, sending residents scurrying for cover. Some residents ignored the danger to help load injured people into trucks and wheelbarrows. They were rushed to nearby Medina Hospital, where VOA saw an overwhelmed staff of doctors and nurses working feverishly to patch up gunshot and shrapnel wounds and perform life-saving surgeries. The director of the hospital, Sheikh Don Salat, says even the facility was being hit by stray mortars and bullets.
The bullets are crossing all over the hospital, and we are in danger, all of us in danger. Yeah. We are in the battle zone.
By mid-afternoon, Islamic militias occupied the Sahafi Hotel and appeared to be in control of most areas of Mogadishu. The anti-terror coalition is made up of powerful Mogadishu-based factional leaders and businessmen who say they have joined America's fight against terrorism. The coalition says the Islamic Courts are made up of extremists who are allied with Al-Qaeda terrorists and are providing safe havens for them in Somalia. Leaders of the Islamic Courts say they are only trying to help Somalia recover from the devastation it suffered at the hands of the factional leaders since the country disintegrated into lawlessness in 1991. The leaders accuse the anti-terror group of receiving support from the United States, an accusation the coalition and the United States deny. Alicia Rue, VOA News, Mogadishu.